welcome to our special E3 episode.
We'll be talking about Nintendo finally announcing a release date for a title 15 years in the making.
And Metal Slug blasts its way onto our screens in a new tactical strategy game.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Retro Gaming Dads podcast, the weekly podcast for everything retro and retro-inspired. I'm Phil, and tonight I'm joined by Barry and Anthony. So, it's that time of year again.
Yeah, the most wonderful time of the year. E3!
Woo. Games, more games.
Well, yeah. At least it's not like some of the old Microsoft E3s. TV. So, have you watched much from E3? We'll lump in the Summer Game Fest as well, since it was practically at the same time.
I've been more picking up bits and bobs and trailers rather than watching the whole show.
No, you need to sit down. Pizza, some popcorn, sit there and watch the whole thing.
See, I managed to sit down and watch all of Microsoft, and I walked in at home and I just caught the last half of the Nintendo one. I think it's been a really good year, if I'm honest, for games. It all seems very promising, and there's a lot of games that have really caught my eye this year as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of great new games, but yep, there was a surprising amount of more retro or retro-inspired titles mixed in, which was quite nice.
Yeah, it's also nice to see that some of the titles being shown are actually due to release later this year and early next year, rather than E3s of yonder, where here's a game that we're showcasing, you're not going to see it for another 5 years.
Yeah, they build up the hype, give you a teaser, and then you see nothing for ages. Where, like you said, at least here, they've given you a bit of a date, which is literally the next few months.
So yeah, I take it we're just completely ignoring Starfield.
Ignore that one. Yeah. Ignore that one.
Which is a good, like, 18 months out.
Starfield.
Still, that's next year.
Only just.
Still next year.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Remake. How long?
Well, this is the remake. Oh, I thought you meant the one that they announced, the remake.
No.
The remake from, like, 2 years ago.
No, where they showed that little teaser trailer, and then it was about an entire console generation before it finally came out.
Hey, in all fairness, they actually teased it with the launch of the PlayStation 3.
Precisely.
Hang on, but in all fairness, though, at least they did it within one console generation, whereas one of the games we've got lined to speak about has been 15 years in the making.
Yeah, take that, Duke Nukem Forever.
I think the less said about Duke Nukem Forever, the better, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. So, should we show a bit of favouritism? Although they weren't the first one to have their event, should we start with Nintendo?
Yes.
I mean, anybody listening to the podcast probably thinking favouritism, they're going to say Microsoft first.
No. So, speaking of favouritism, we're not even going to mention Sony's event. Oh, wait, they didn't have one.
No. They dropped out and didn't want to take part.
Well, they've not taken part for the last few years.
Yeah, the new Xbox's event was going to be so amazing, they just chickened out.
Well, because it's Microsoft, it's Xbox and Bethesda now, rather than just Xbox.
Yeah. I think they actually merged the two of them quite well. I thought it was just going to be Xbox, and there was going to be like a little Bethesda section.
Yeah, they really integrated it very well. And again, it didn't feel one-sided at all between them. And they both had really heavy hitters in the lineup.
Just really quickly, I assume then we're just going to talk about the Xbox One first then.
That seems to be
the way we've steered. come on, let's go with the Xbox One. We're already talking about it. So, just before E3, one of you two sent me a picture where it was a picture of Fry with his wad of cash saying, like, Switch and PlayStation owners.
Oh, it's me.
When E3 comes along and they're going, take my money. And then there's one of them looking very suspicious. And it said, Xbox owners wondering if this will come to Game Pass or not.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty much spot on, weren't it?
Oh,
it
God,
was.
Yeah.
That was. Well, the thing is, though, this is the first thing they mentioned before showing anything, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the first thing
games,
they said was
27 coming to Game Pass.
So it's like, well,
what of the three that aren't?
I actually was trying to keep track of the three. I remember seeing two of them. One of them was the new Battlefield 2042.
But that might come to EA
I was going to say, give it a bit of time. Give it a bit of time.
Yeah, but I don't think at launch, at least.
No, they normally wait about 5-6 months.
I actually can't remember what the other two titles were now off the top of my head.
I imagine Elden Ring was one of them.
Possibly, yeah. I think that was actually the other one I noticed.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, another winner for Game Pass owners, yeah. Users, subscribers.
Although I don't particularly revel in this, there was a big loss for PlayStation owners with Starfield not coming to PlayStation, being even Xbox exclusive, console exclusive.
I think that has put the rumors of, oh, Microsoft will still release stuff for the PlayStation from Bethesda, put them well and truly to bed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has done.
I'm still thinking Fallout and possibly Elder Scrolls, well, not possibly, Fallout and Elder Scrolls, I think they'll stay multi-platform.
I think so, because they've traditionally been multi-platforms, whereas Starfield is a new IP.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's why Microsoft are keeping that one for themselves.
Well, I think they're going to do that going forwards. I think new IPs will be console-exclusive, and things that have been across them all, I think they will keep it that way. And no offense, I don't blame them. It's, you know, why not keep it fair? If they've always had it across its consoles, why not keep it the same way?
Let's face it, they paid, what was it? Was it $8.5 billion?
$7.5 billion. A lot of money.
You know, I'm fairly certain they're thinking, do you know what? We paid for it, so we'll go get something out of this.
Shame, though. No word of Game Pass going to Switch.
Yeah, I know. Gutted. And no Switch Pro announcements.
No.
Although more and more retailers have leaked the new Nintendo Switch, including a flyer for GameStop in the US.
So it is definitely looking like it's happening.
It looks like it, yeah. New Nintendo Switch, yeah.
So what titles did you like the look of then?
Halo Infinite is looking pretty cool.
It looks very pretty.
Yeah,
it looks very pretty.
It looks significantly better than last year's E3 when they showed it off.
It was a shame.
Craig was nowhere to be seen.
I wonder why.
He's going to be in the game as an Easter egg. I can guarantee it.
Oh yeah.
It's a shame there wasn't a proper confirmed, you know, release date. They only give us a window of the holidays, but it's saying it's this year. So let's please stick to that because I'm really excited to play it.
I am. Of the vein, like Halo 2, when the release date was, when it's ready.
Yeah.
That's what I'd prefer.
Yeah, I'd definitely prefer them to delay this till like February, March next year, if they just needed those extra few months to polish it up.
You only need to look at Cyberpunk to see what releasing something too early can do to a game.
Yeah.
Yes. I like how they stuck with the same thing of it's still going to be free to play multiplayer as well.
Yes.
So you don't have to own the game. You don't even have to have Game Pass. You can still play multiplayer regardless.
It's an interesting direction to take that.
I believe that the in-game transactions for that as well will no longer be randomized.
Oh?
I can't remember where I heard it, but I'm fairly certain I heard them say in-game transactions aren't randomized loot anymore. So I'm assuming
that
if you want a specific armor, maybe you can actually just buy it outright.
Right.
Okay. Because the credit is easy to earn in Halo 5 Guardian, so hopefully.
Yeah. And it was also really easy to buy premium packs if you've got an Xbox Elite controller.
What? How many times do you do that?
Twice I managed to buy. I think one was like 7 and one was like 14 quid. By putting my controller down, hit the paddle on the back when it was actually opening up my battle packs and bloody bought them. I'm like, hi, Microsoft. Yeah, it's me. I've done it again.
See, what really happened is your other half noticed you were spending some money on Halo and asking what it was. Like, oh no, it was an accident. My Elite controller did it.
No, honestly. I put the controller down the second time and I saw it go to the confirm page. I was like, slowly pick it up. Anyway, confirmed, purchase complete. I was like,
I remember being on the headset when you did that as well. But the thing is, they let you keep the packs as well when they refunded you, didn't they?
The first one, definitely, which was just some skin that I've never even used anyway. But I do like the story sequence that they've shown from the new Halo as well. Where it shows them going through all like the space debris where there must have been like a battle to board the other ship. it was very reminiscent of Halo 4's announcement.
Yeah, and I've got to admit, I thought the AI, the looks like Cortana, but I thought the AI looked very, very pretty graphically.
Yeah,
I bet you did.
They have. But I was more thinking they've really done a good job of the graphics overall.
Yes,
the detail is phenomenal.
The lighting when he's talking to the false Cortana, wherever the AI will be called, was amazing. Although, in all fairness, Halo 3 had some amazing lighting in it as well.
Oh, it did. It did. But I am hoping that they don't go the story route of Halo 5 and at the end go, here is your ending to be continued.
What, and Halo 2 as well? It must be something to do with the middle entry in each of the trilogies.
Maybe.
They just go, oh, we forgot to finish it.
Yeah, just come back later and finish the fight
yeah.
in another generation of consoles.
Yeah, on the next gen. Well, no, I'm looking forward to it. I was kind of hoping that they'd say multiplayer beta will be available today to have a go on. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
I definitely am looking forward to
it. I think that we can safely say this is one we're all looking forward to.
And a game that is actually going to be on Game Pass day one that I will go out and buy anyway.
I can believe it.
Got all my Halos and my Sonics.
Because with that, I think they announced a couple of games were going onto Game Pass the next month, this month, wasn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's this month, there's a few games going on there. I've not had a look at the full list, but what I'm looking forward to is the new Dungeons & Dragons game, Dark Alliance.
Yes. I think it's coming out end of this month.
22nd.
There we go. And that does look interesting. I would like to give it a play, especially because, again, Game Pass.
Well, yeah, Game Pass. You can't go wrong. Give it a try if you don't like it, uninstall it. You've not spent anything.
Bish, bash, bosh.
So was there any other titles that caught your eye?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone knows I'm a sucker for Dark Souls and From Software, but Elden Ring, I'm looking forward to that.
And did they give a release date for that?
January 22, so next year, early next year. Though, it's an interesting one, this, because there's been an interview with Miyazaki, and he's been revealing some of the basic information of it. So it's going to be co-op. It's going to have the same sort of summoning mechanics it looks like that Dark Souls has. The actual story, though, the world, is wrote by George R. R. Martin, get off Game of Thrones fame. So I'm expecting a very, very detailed world.
And a really bad ending.
Well, that's not his ending. Let's not talk about Season 8. Let's just forget about Season 8.
Let's not even talk about Season 1. I've never seen a single episode.
Oh, you're not a fan of High Fantasy, are you?
No, well, you spoiled it by telling me as and when every single character died. So I feel like I've experienced most of it anyway.
Never talked about Game of Thrones with you.
Oh, yes, you have.
Have I?
Yes.
Did he give you a spoiler which ruined it?
Oh, yeah. He was telling me when people were dying and telling me about some guy called Jon Snow, and we're like, I don't care.
Are you sure really it was don't me? Care.
I'm pretty certain it's you, since I only talk to two people nowadays.
And it wasn't me.
but I spotted a few little nods. I don't know whether they're nods or whether it is actually going to tie into Dark Souls. I do not know. But there are some characters that look very, very, very much like Dark Souls counterparts. So considering they've said there's no more Dark Souls, this looks like it could be Dark Souls of another name.
The thing is that they could have just taken some inspiration from Dark Souls and popped into the game. So it could be that you saw something similar, but it was just inspiration brought across. But again, it does look very pretty. It does look like a really good game.
How about you, Anthony? Any games that took your fancy?
You know, funny enough for me, I quite enjoyed DLC for Sea of Thieves, which was the Pirates of the Caribbean expansion just coming out. I thought that looked quite fun.
When that trailer started, I thought, they're just blatantly ripping off Pirates of the Caribbean with this. And then Jack Sparrow so went, oh, okay.
I saw him come on, I just started laughing. And then he started bringing all the different, obviously, cast and everything else that was on there. And I actually quite enjoyed the look of it. And I think it does look like fun. And I would like to play Sea of Thieves a bit more.
Yeah, we're just not.
That's one I want to try.
We're just not coordinated enough, though, to play Sea of Thieves between us.
Not coordinated.
Probably not, to be honest. Yeah.
Sorry? Wait, no, just one of us trying to steer while one doing the flags or the cannons, and then Phil just buggers off and, you know, one for all for Phil kind of mentality.
Oh, look, shiny thing. Bye, Phil.
I have seen my son playing this game. I never really talked to it, but he enjoys it. And it looks like the main thing he enjoys doing is blowing up his own ship with TNT. So, you know.
I don't know. Again, Game Pass. Give it another go.
Yeah.
Some of the other titles, quickly, that I was looking forward to. The new Grounded content update.
Well, because of achievements for you, wasn't it?
Well, yes. As soon as at the end they went, oh, and we've added achievements, like, downloading it. So we played quite a lot of that, but we got to the point where I think we'd gone through all the content that was available to us at the time.
Yeah, we play that quite a lot. Phil didn't join in as much because he didn't enjoy it as much as me and Barry did, but hopefully we can tie him back in again because there's quite a lot of content that has been added.
I'm more than happy not to let Phil play it with us because he just steals all our resources to make himself the best armor that he possibly can and then goes, no, I'm not going to play this again. And then looks out with all the equipment. Right, oh, thanks, Phil. Not necessarily retro games. Well, quite a lot of these aren't. But two titles that I thought looked absolutely stunning. Flight Simulator for Xbox, which I've actually preloaded. And Forza Horizon 5.
Yeah.
And we always have a good laugh on Forza Horizon.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Interesting location. I wasn't quite expecting Mexico.
Yeah, but then again, for the previous one, I wasn't expecting Edinburgh.
True. Yeah.
What was the first one? Scenic Italian coastline. Third one was Australia. This beautiful country in that. Fourth one, Edinburgh. And you're like, what?
I like how on that, obviously, you're not the warthog, and then, you know, you've got these really nice fast sports cars driving through the city of Edinburgh, and they got a warthog chunking down the streets, so let's go.
Yeah. The warthog probably fits in more with Edinburgh, to be honest, with my experience.
What, smashing through all the walls?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And Cortana throwing a bit of shade on all the houses. These look like primitive dwellings. How do you think, as a whole, the Microsoft event was?
I think it was good.
Same again. I think they did a great job. Just one more game that I saw, and I forgot to mention, was The Outer Worlds 2.
Oh, I
enjoyed that trailer.
Easily the best trailer.
Yeah. The way he just started off going, what is this massive thing? I don't know. It probably won't be in the game, though. the entire time, just...
As we pull back to a dramatic silhouette of our main protagonist... Because we haven't actually finished the design yet.
The trailer was a great trailer. It really sold it for me. And again, it really took my interest on that. That's the one I would like to try as well.
It fits with the humor of The Outer Worlds as well.
Yes. I must admit, Outer Worlds, I enjoyed a lot more than Fallout.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I felt it was a bit short.
Yeah.
And a touch too easy. It would have been nice if it was just a bit harder.
Yeah.
But I wasn't disappointed with it at all. I feel like... So, I mean, with the Microsoft and Bethesda events.
Yep. Oh, no, absolutely not.
It really ticked a lot of boxes, which I appreciated especially.
One thing I would like to know. What toy is going to tie in for the Forza 5 DLC? We've had Hot Wheels. We've had Lego. Both have been brilliant DLCs in their own right.
Meccano?
I mean, is that not just Lego?
No, it's nothing like
Lego. No.
Nothing like Lego.
It's like...
The metal chunks and you bolt them together.
How is Meccano and Lego the same thing?
They both hurt if you stand on them.
However, we're getting a mini fridge.
Oh, yeah, we can't forget. At the end of it, if you let the event run for a few more seconds, the mini fridge.
We promised we're delivering... Yes. The Xbox Mini.
I like the way where it's going, hyper velocity cooling architecture, and then it comes up and goes, yes, this is really happening.
Now we just need to convince our other halves.
It looks quite small, though. From what I could count, I think you could only fit about 5 cans in it.
Yeah, well, that's what it looked like.
Given the current weather, convincing them might not be too difficult.
So, should we move on to Nintendo, since we swiftly got sidetracked from talking about them originally? So, first one up, it's got to be new Smash Brother character. Unfortunately, wasn't Master Chief.
No, well, I'm actually surprised that it wasn't a Microsoft character.
Yeah.
There's still time. There's still time.
True. Very true.
I know, but I think Microsoft did really well this E3, and for them just to pop up in an E3 Nintendo Direct just would have been like the topping on the cake.
Well, I think it's been widely considered that Microsoft won E3 this year, hasn't it?
Well, it depends. If you Kotaku, no, they absolutely didn't win.
Well, according to Kotaku, Sony won at E3 this year.
Yeah, yeah, by bravely not showing up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they ran with last year.
Taking a stance. Like, no.
But talking about Smash Brothers, when I was watching the trailer, I thought, this is a bit serious for Smash Brothers.
I mean, it is a Tekken character. You know, so just so our listeners are aware, so Kazuya from Tekken has been announced to be in the next DLC character for it. And obviously you can understand why he was serious.
Well, in all fairness, when they announced Ridley, he blatantly murders Mega Man and Mario in the announcement trailer for that. Unless Mario can survive having a tail impaled through his chest. I don't know. Perhaps. But yeah, as soon as the trailer started and I could see that they were on like a volcano and it was someone carrying Ganondorf, I was like, I know who this is. It's that weird guy from Tekken that Phil used to go and just do the laser beam and kill me.
Yep.
But that series for me too.
The ending of that trailer. Oh, genius.
Yeah, he's just there chucking everyone into the volcano. Last one. Kirby. Chucks him in. Looks over.
Whoop, just thinking, where's he gone?
Whoop.
From behind him, going around the back.
Yeah.
Now I'm pretty certain that this will be in the, below, so you can watch a trailer.
Yeah, we'll have a link to
afterwards. Yeah. So the link will be there. But it was really funny at the end. It was a good.
Yes. And another Namco character added to the mix to go along with Pac-Man. And did he have anyone else? Is it just Pac-Man? So many characters, I can't remember.
There are so many. So this one's been in the works for, what, 15, 16 years?
For quite a while, yeah. So, new 2D Metroid coming to the Switch, Metroid Dread. Now, some Metroid fans will definitely recognise that title because it was the name of a announced but never released Metroid game for the original DS.
Right.
It was even mentioned in Metroid Prime 3 on the GameCube as well.
Really?
Yeah, there's a tablet that you can scan, and when you read it, it says something along the lines of experiment status report update, Metroid Project Dread is nearing final completion. So at the time, everyone was like, oh, it's, you know, they've announced Metroid Dread's about to drop, and they thought it was going to release the following year.
Flipping
which it didn't.
Look, yeah. You know, it's only just coming out soon. One thing with this, when they started talking about the Metroid games, I felt like the announcement went on for so long. Because it seemed like it was quite a big segment for it.
I didn't feel that way. It was quite a...
Because they spoke a lot about some of the older games as well. It wasn't just... It didn't just speak about Dread. It spoke about some of the older games, spoke a bit of the history and...
Yeah, this game's a follow-up to the Game Boy Advance game, Metroid Fusion.
Saying that, it's been a while since the Metroid game was released, hasn't it?
There was one released about 2 years ago,
which is
a remake of Metroid 2.
Okay.
That was on the 3DS.
It's been a while since a new Metroid game has been released.
Well, that was kind of new.
Kind of.
But this does look very nice.
Yeah, it looks quite different from the others because it looks like, as the name suggests, it's a bit more of a horror theme to it. because you're being hunted down a lot more in this rather than just blasting your way through everything that's in front of you. I'll definitely be giving it a go.
It is one that I would like to give a go, yes. But we haven't got a release date yet either, have we? They've announced it, but they've not given us a date.
I don't recall a release date. But then again, in all fairness, when they first announced it in 2005, I don't think they gave a release date either. So
who knows?
It'll be coming when it's ready.
Yeah. One thing I was a bit disappointed about at the Nintendo event was this year is Zelda's 35th anniversary. And there wasn't an awful lot. We're getting Skyward Sword coming to the Switch later on in the year. That's just a re-release of the game. And apart from that, the only thing they've announced specifically for the 35th anniversary is a new Game & Watch.
Which I don't think is very, you know, commemorative of the 35 years.
Yeah, it would have been a nice addition. I think a lot of people, including myself, was hoping they'd do maybe like a 3D All-Stars sort of pack like they did with Mario, where maybe they'd have, I don't know, Link's Awakening and maybe Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess. You know, bundle a couple of Zelda titles up together into one package. But no, just another Game & Watch that I'll probably buy one of and never actually use.
I mean, the games putting onto it, they're putting some of the really original games. So you've got...
Well, they're putting the original games.
You've got the three original games for Legend of Zelda. Legend of Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, and then Link's Awakening as well. But then they're also doing a special version of Mystic Game & Watch with Link going around glitter hammers.
So that one is... I can't think of what it's called. It's the one where you're hitting the moles with the mallet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vermin. Yeah, that's it. So I think that's only like a very quick distraction for it.
Yeah.
I think if I got this, the only game I'm interested on is Link's Awakening. Because it's a fantastic game. Unfortunately, it's the original Game Boy Color. It's the original Game Boy version, not the Game Boy Color version.
I wonder why they've gone with that route.
They've gone as original as they could do.
Yeah.
So have we got a release date and price for this?
Later on in the year, it's $49.99 US. And I couldn't find a UK price, but I believe it's going to be around $34.99.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Well, it's reasonable unless you buy two of them and then never actually use them. I've still got the two Mario ones and they're in the loft somewhere, lost for all time.
All they need to say is limited edition, you're in.
Pick up a bit and sell it within a few years' time.
It's like a trigger word, isn't it? Well, I think the last bit I want to talk about for the Nintendo Direct was Advance Wars is coming back.
Yeah, this will be nice because it's been a while since it's been an Advance Wars. I remember quite enjoying it on the Game Boy Advance.
Yes, there was some on the DS, and the original Advance Wars was actually the first title I picked up for the Game Boy Advance when I picked it up on the day release.
I myself have never played a Advance Wars. But it did look quite interesting, and it looked quite fun as well.
It's quite a good game.
Very cartoony.
Yes. To be honest, when I saw the Advance Wars characters pop up, I was like, oh, come on, tell me this is going to be another character for Smash. But unfortunately, they're just... I would rather have had a brand new Advance Wars game rather than just a remake of the first two Game Boy Advance ones.
That would be nice.
Because as good as they were little games, they were very limited.
So what sort of games are they? They're like little strategy game, where sort of turn-based strategy games. Sort of
yeah, so you capture buildings and they'll give you points that you can then spend on calling in other units. So you could call in like soldiers, which are good against infantry. You could bring in bazooka infantry, which are good against vehicles, anti-aircraft against air units, which are good against tanks and so on.
So it's obviously just, you know, picking the right men, bringing them in.
Yeah.
It's like a turn-based strategy game.
Yeah, it's a turn-based strategy game. Every unit has 10 HP. as it takes more damage, it actually loses units within that particular unit. So you might start out, an infantry with 10 HP might have 5 men in it. If you're facing off against a unit that's only got 5 HP, that might only actually have 2 or 3 infantry men in it, so their damage is reduced significantly.
Yeah.
I just wish it was a brand new game rather than just a simple remake. Well, it's not a simple remake, it's in 3D. But even by going to 3D, I think it's actually lost a bit of the charm of the Game Boy Advance versions.
Well, hopefully if they do well, they might consider actually doing a new Advance Wars.
I'd say there was better versions of this game on the DS, and I think there was one on the GameCube as well.
I don't recall the GameCube version.
Yeah, Battalion Wars. I could be wrong, but I think it is part of the same series.
Right.
Sometimes I kind of think it's maybe better to do a new game rather than a remake, because as much as yes, a remake would be nice, a new make would sometimes be even better.
Yeah.
Have you got a price on this?
Yeah, full price. I went on Nintendo's website and it's up for pre-order for £50.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite a hard sell, I think.
Yeah, that is a bit of a hefty one.
Yeah.
Especially for a simple remake.
I would have preferred it to have been just a compilation of the original Game Boy games, Game Boy Advance games, and maybe sold it online only for £15, £20 instead.
Yeah.
A good majority of the Nintendo announces they put on, a lot of them were ready for pre-order, weren't they? Basically, very soon, in the next sort of month or two, digital pre-order at least.
I think that's the way Nintendo want to push a lot of gamers now towards the digital storefront, which you can't blame them. You know, people can't trade in games. They're getting more money from it.
And then they'll close the store down in 2 years.
And then they'll close the store, yeah, and you won't be able to access anything. And then they'll bring out a new console, re-release them all, and you'll just buy them again.
Exactly, yeah. That's the way to do it. Get you to buy them 5 times.
Yeah. So, should we move on to Square Enix and Capcom?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get Capcom out of the way, because that'd be pretty short. It was pointless. I don't know why Capcom even bothered, to be honest. They shown off there's DLC for Resident Evil The Village coming.
Woo. To be fair, Resident Evil The Village has been received pretty well.
Yeah, but we don't just want to be told about DLC.
No, I know.
They're making it out as if, like, gamers were banging on the doors of Capcom HQ going, we want DLC for The Village. And I very much doubt they were.
No, they want Mega Man. They were banging on the door saying, we want Mega Man.
Yeah. What? Mega Man? Who's that? Never heard of him. So on top of the Resident Evil Village DLC, they also announced new content for Monster Hunter Rise. So a game that's been out for a little while already. Monster Hunter Stories 2. Had a trailer, which again was a game we were already aware of, and that's getting released soon. I think that's in July. And plus, the Great Ace Attorney Chronicles was announced. So rather lackluster, to be honest.
I mean, Ace Attorney is generally well received. They're fun little games.
They get a participation reward, I guess.
Yay, tender!
Moving on to Square Enix, which, to be honest, wasn't really any better.
No, I mean, Origin, I'm not sure what I think about Final Fantasy Origins.
I thought it was the most generic-looking hack-and-slash game I've seen since the grey and brown days of the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I think Square Enix need to take Final Fantasy back to its origins, almost.
Well, this is what this game's meant to be.
I know, but this, I mean, this is the perfect opportunity to do it. Rather than make it a generic action game, make a decent turn-based RPG. Make something like Bravely Default. They can do it.
I don't even agree that's what they need to do, but they don't need to make a game that looks so bland. Like, I could see a screenshot of this and go, I haven't got a clue what game it is. It looks so generic.
How many Final Fantasy games is there? Can you think off the top of your head?
No, I wouldn't even be able to. Plus, on top of that, there's naming issues with a lot of the games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe Mystic Quest is called Final Fantasy Adventure in some regions, but Final Fantasy Adventure is also...
Let's get lost in a rabbit hole here, because I know this can go for quite a while.
Yeah, there's maybe... 16 mainline Final Fantasies, then there's the Legends, then there's the Tactics, then there's the spin-offs,
then again, there's Mystic Quest, Chocobo Dungeons. Plus, some of the mainline ones actually have sequels, like X2, 13-2, 13-3.
Precisely.
Final Fantasy 15 actually has a mobile version of it as well. Final Fantasy 7 has a remake, and then there's an update to that remake, and then there's another remake, which is different from the first two remakes.
So there's a lot of them.
Anyway,
there's a million mobile games.
Back to the original point. Maybe it's getting to the point where it's just kind of, I don't know, they need to try something different. Or Final Fantasy.
No, well that's the whole point with Final Fantasy.
And
that's the whole point of Final Fantasy. Each game really is self-contained.
Stop doing something different, should we say. They need to stop doing something different with Final Fantasy and go back to the original one. Just, I don't know.
The thing is, so this is meant to be set around the time or just before the original Final Fantasy game. Now, this is a guy who looks like he's just walked out of Gap. The way he's dressed. You know, not your typical Final Fantasy sort of protagonist.
What, you're saying he's only wearing one belt?
Well, yeah. You know, pair of chinos and like a t-shirt. Oh, yeah, he looks really memorable. Ah, well, anyway, I was vastly underwhelmed by it.
Sounds it.
See, it's a shame, though, because Square Enix can pump out some brilliant Final Fantasy games that are not called Final Fantasy. Octopath Traveler, Bravely Default, Bravely Second would be brilliant mainline Final Fantasy games.
No, I'd rather them be their own things, to be honest.
No, but I mean that sort of style, going back to that style, the turn-based combat, the unique combat systems within there.
Since Final Fantasy 6 and 7, they started moving away from turn-based. They slowly, with each title, edged further and further away from it being turn-based.
But even when it was active battle, it was still vaguely turn-based.
Now, they didn't only just speak about Final Fantasy Origins. Didn't they also talk about a remake that's coming out as well and putting Final Fantasy 1-6 onto Steam and to mobile also?
Yeah, so first of all, Final Fantasy 1-6 is already available on mobile.
I was going to say, I thought they were.
Except two of them are 3D remakes. So people noticed that just before the Square Enix event, they updated the logo, the icon of some of the titles to say 3D remake underneath. So, like, okay. I think it was Final Fantasy 3, perhaps. They're just re-releasing the games again onto Steam and onto mobile, but they're not even coming to consoles. And they're all purchased individually.
Oh, so you can't even get...
It's not a bundle with 1-6. It's them.
Are they at least a decent price?
Yeah,
I mean... they're like 11 quid each.
Really?
And if you go back, Phil, when we were talking about our Patreon episode with the PlayStation Store titles, we went through and you could get Final Fantasy 1-6, including the side story for Final Fantasy 5, I think it was.
Right.
On the Vita and the PlayStation 3. And what were they? They were like £2 a pop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You were paying like 10, 12 quid for the lot, weren't you?
Yeah. They did show off some new Final Fantasy 7 Intergrade footage, which looks good, but it's basically Final Fantasy Remake with new content added on for the PlayStation 5. It's not even the second part of the remake.
Talk about milking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did have stuff to show, just nothing.
Nothing stellar.
So is that kind of it for Square Enix then?
It seemed it. I'd say uninspired is what I'd call those. Again, give them a participation award, but that's about it. Well, since that's a bit of a downer, I will end on a bit of a higher note. So, not part of E3, this was part of the Summer Game Fest. Metal Slug is returning.
Yeah.
Anthony, have you ever played Metal Slug?
Yes, I remember playing it on the arcade, and I also remember playing it on a console. It was on the 360 in the arcade. It wasn't an arcade 360 game. Metal Slug 3, or was it after that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of Metal Slug games on the Xbox. Yeah.
But no, I played quite a few of them. I remember playing in the arcade, and I absolutely loved the Metal Slug games.
Well, you'll be glad to know this plays nothing like them.
Yeah, I know. I saw the trailer, and I was like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, it's an interesting direction.
Yeah, I am actually looking forward to it, to be honest. A new isometric, and for Phil's benefit, this is actually isometric.
So next time he tries to argue isometric, just pull this up.
Yeah. So isometric strategy game. And again, Dotemu is publishing this. So they really seem to be doing a push for these retro comeback titles. And yeah. So far, they have not disappointed.
Yeah, they have been tied to some really, really good releases.
Yeah, there's the Wonder Boy Streets of Rage that we've had. We're getting Turtles coming up, and Metal Slug.
Yeah, I mean, this Metal Slug, it looks really nice graphically. It's definitely the Metal Slug style.
Yeah, it's that really detailed and really well-animated pixel art.
But the thing is, it's quite a different view that they're looking at now. Instead of just being a side scroll and going across, it's now a top-down at an angle view. And, you know, they've done really well being able to keep the graphics from the original games and putting into this, because it's completely changed the angle and the way you view the map.
Yeah, they must have got some absolutely amazing pixel artists to do these graphics. Yeah.
But it's very... Final Fantasy Tactics, isn't it?
Yeah, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, yeah. That's what it reminds me a lot of. Which, in itself, that is not a bad thing.
Well, no, that is very true. Be interesting to see how it plays, how it progresses.
From the looks of it, it plays similar to something like XCOM or, again, the Final Fantasy Tactics series. I just hope if it's playing a bit like XCOM, it doesn't have that horrible percentage chance of hitting enemies.
What do you mean, where it straight up lies to you?
Yeah, where it straight up lies.
Isn't that where you get like a 99% chance of hitting someone at point blank range and you still miss? Like,
don't worry, we've got you. It's 100% chance you'll hit this guy. Oh, you missed. Oh, now your character's dead. Oh, did we mention there was permadeath in this game as well?
And if it ain't permadeath, your character's permanently injured.
yeah. Permanently injured and scarred for life.
Now, you guys know what I'm like with some of the tactic games. I obviously don't really get along with them, I think, because I kind of feel that the battles go on for way too long. This one, from what I'm watching, doesn't seem like it will take half an hour to complete a fight. So I'm hoping that might be more my speed.
You'd be surprised. It looks like the small environments, but then again, how many matches on Final Fantasy Tactics have gone, oh, this is a pretty small stage, and like an hour later, you're still slogging your way through it.
Yeah, especially some of the later stages on that game.
Yeah. I will just really quickly like to point out that Anthony just said he doesn't get on with strategy games, and he doesn't like how they go on too long for him. He loses interest. Yeah, he plays Supreme Commander, and the matches on that are like 5 hours long.
No, I meant as in regards to a turn-based strategy game like Tactics.
Like Sins of the Solar Empire.
No, Sins is real time.
Well, no, Sins is real time.
Yeah.
I was thinking Bastards of Orion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just for clarification as well, Sins isn't isometric, in case you were wondering.
Really?
For those out there wondering, Phil thinks anything from a third person, top down angle view is isometric. Phil, I either think, doesn't understand what isometric means. Or just does it intentionally to annoy me? And to be honest, I actually think it's both.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Going back to games and not Phil bugging me. Do you think this year's E3 was a good E3?
I think it's probably about as good as we were going to get, given the year and a half we've had.
Yes. I think we have had a lot of really good announcements, I think it's been a well-rounded E3. I know there has been some disappointments with some publishers, but I feel like there's been some heavy hitters that have come in, shown that they're not afraid, and just gone, look, ego, here's what you wanted, here's what we're going to give you. And there's a lot of, you know, quite a lot of confirmed dates, and there's quite a lot of, you know, this date for releases has not been shrouded over it, which I feel like past E3s have had.
I think that's always the case. Sometimes you get them announce a game that's out in 2 months, like some of the Fallout titles have done in the past. And then some games you get announced and you don't see them for years, if at all. Yeah. So, really quickly, before we wrap up, Phil, what was your favourite game you've seen from E3 or Summer Game Fest so far?
Gotta be Elden Ring.
And Anthony, what's yours?
Oh, I'm going to be boring. Halo. I just want Halo. I'm dying for Halo.
I must admit, mine's probably Halo, but also Metal Slug Tactics.
Don't get me wrong. Halo and Metal Slug Tactics look really good, but you know me, I am a sucker for a Souls-like, especially from Software.
Actually, sorry saying that. Battlefield, we haven't spoken about it, the new Battlefield is actually what look for. No more of this World War One or Two malarkeys. You know, I want stuff that's a bit more relevant, futuristic.
They need to bring out another Battlefield 21X. We need another futuristic Battlefield.
Isn't that essentially Battlefront now?
No, it's not. That's got laser swords and magic.
And spaceships and mechs.
Laser swords and magic. That's not in Battlefield.
No. I want basically just this Battlefield is looking amazing and I can't wait for this.
No, I don't think I'll be playing it.
You've been worked to the bone.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you'd like to see more information on anything mentioned during this podcast, you can visit us at retrogamingdads.co.uk. You can also support the podcast and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/retrogamingdads. We've been the Retro Gaming Dads, and we'll see you next week.